episode 17 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Robin, and Lindsay. Today, our topic is the Disney Dream, and she took her maiden voyage in January of 2011. She's the third ship launched by Disney Cruise Line and the first in the new class of ships the line offers. She's larger than the Magic and the Wonder. The Disney Dream sails primarily 3- and 4-night itineraries to the Bahamas, while her younger sister ship, the Disney Fantasy, primarily handles the 7-day Caribbean sailings. Several of us have been lucky enough to be on board the Dream at least once and fairly recently. And in today's episode, we'd like to share with you some of the experiences you can expect from this ship. So, I think I am lucky enough to be the most recent person that was on the Dream. And then
by like 2 weeks.
You got the lucky holiday cruise.
I did.
So that was good. Okay, so what did you think? How long had it been since you were on it, Elizabeth? And
I had actually never been on the Dream before, and except I did do a ship inspection, so I guess I'd set foot on it, but I'd never had the chance to sail on it. I've been on the Magic and the Wonder several times, and it was such a great ship. It's really, the technology on board is so fantastic, and my kids were entertained from beginning to end. And, you know, we're never really disappointed with the Disney cruise, but this one, the Dream is a larger ship and, just has, I don't know, just a little bit more. It's like everything on the Dream is just a little more than the Magic and the Wonder had before. So for us, it was just such a brand new experience for us. It was like rediscovering Disney Cruise Line for us.
What about you, Robin? You were there a while ago, right?
I went on it in July of 2011, so it was the first year, mm-hmm. and we went with 13 people, and it was a wonderful experience. We had 4 cabins, the whole multi-generational thing, and we all really enjoyed it, from my grandmother, who was 90 at the time, down to my daughter, who was 7, and everyone loved it, and my family, my parents and my grandmother have cruised on many other cruise lines, and they said that this was top of the heap.
Yeah, my parents said that too, and I gotta say, the thing that my mom asked me more than once before we went was if there was a casino. It's like she couldn't believe it when I kept telling her there was not one.
It's not hidden in the back somewhere.
I kept telling her they do have bingo, but she never ended up going to bingo. But but she said the same thing. She said that was her favorite cruise. She really, really did enjoy it.
So I experienced it as a family, and you both experienced it as a multi-generational family. Lindsay, how did you experience it?
The last time was in December. It was a wedding moon cruise for a friend, so we had about 30 people. And the time before that, there was about 40. It was a big birthday. So both times it's been big, huge groups of people. It was quite fun. It was wonderful to be able to take a trip like that and get, be able to get together in the nightclub area or in the adults only area.
Were you all adults on that trip?
Yeah. And the last one, I think there were a couple of children, but it was mostly adults. Both. The first time there, we had a friend's 11-year-old, 12-year-old was with us, and she was in the club most of the time, so so it was mostly an adult.
Yeah. They do tend to disappear into the kids' club, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids' clubs were really fantastic. I mean, my son, who is 8 and sort of the perfect age for that, really enjoyed being in there, just all of the different activities. He joined in some of the planned activities, like he did the Toy Story drill sergeant thing that they did. He didn't want face paint, so but he, you know, I saw him in there marching. We actually came to get him to take him to something else, and he was like, no, go away. And my daughter was really more ready. She was right on the cusp of being able to go to the tween club. So she did end up going the last night and really enjoyed that. The younger kids club wore on her just a little bit, but she's a little artist, and there's lots of arts and crafts in there.
Mine were, my oldest was 13 and my twins were 11, and they all were in Edge, the tween club. They loved it, especially my 13-year-old. He kind of discovered some newfound freedom on this trip and was out later than us. So he had a really good time. And
you guys stay out pretty late.
So. Well, I didn't. I actually was kind of, I was in bed kind of early. I mean, he would go to the movies, 10 o'clock movie, and then call us from the club after. And we're like, God, no, this can't be starting already. Get back to the room. Yeah. But he loved it.
Have been asking to go on another one because they want to go and do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the cool thing is too, they did like scavenger hunts around the ship, and one of the things he had to do was count every cabin on the fifth floor and, you know, stuff like that, that, you know, they just kind of send them out. And so, yeah, they had a really good time. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of fun.
It really did. It really seemed to build, just the short time she spent in there, it built a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. Because we've actually cruised before, and she was able to check herself out of the kids club, and she's a pretty responsible kid, but she got lost, and it was on a smaller ship than the Dream. So we said, no, we're not letting you do this. But of course, at that age, the tween club, that's the way it rolls, is they can check themselves in and out. And she really did. She did so much better.
Well, and Disney gives them, they give you the Wave phone, which, if you're not familiar, it's basically two phones in your room that you can carry around. Now they also have apps if you all have smartphones, which we didn't. Now my son has a smartphone, but we didn't get it before the cruise. If you all download this app, you can text each other for free on, you can't go on Facebook and stuff, but you can text each other with the app. And so that will probably eventually replace the Wave phones.
Yeah, that app actually didn't work for me. So I have an iPhone 5, and as soon as I installed that, the new update that allowed you to chat, it crashed. Couldn't use it at all the whole time.
Mine worked very well.
Did you do the chat?
We did, but only my husband and I. He has a Samsung. I have a 4S, so I have an older iPhone, but yeah, mine still worked. It was good.
Well, good. Maybe they fixed it in the
They probably did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is a really cool thing that you can actually use your cell. A lot of times when you go on a cruise, you have to turn off your cell phone, mm-hmm. and to be able to not only use your phone, but to use it for free on the Wi-Fi on the ship and chat with each other and you know, find out where each other are. It's really nice.
It is a good peace of mind for parents, mm-hmm. you know, because even though I feel pretty comfortable with my kids on a Disney ship, I still want to know where they are. want to be able to ask them where they are, especially when they're 11. Yeah, so one of the cool things that you get to do, usually, as long as the weather cooperates and everything, is go to Castaway Cay. What do you guys think of Castaway Cay? I personally, can I just say, I felt like I discovered a new park. Yeah.
A really quiet one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking for places to hide, so I didn't have to give up.
You're the stowaway on Castaway Cay.
Yeah, it's my dream job.
We lost our older son for the whole day, and we kind of made our way back to the teen-only section, and we got some very disgruntled looks from teenagers when we found the place. it was kind of like, and they were all just sitting around, but it was like, what are you doing back here? Yeah. Yeah, we did the 5K, and they do a free 5K in the morning, and they give you a medal, and, you know, they have, like, water on the course, but it's not a full-blown, well, they are going to have a full-blown one with Run Disney on certain weekends, but it's a really fun experience to have, and it was the only time I worked out on the cruise, so.
And those Run Disney events are on the Dream, right?
I think it is the Dream, because they have one now with Princess Weekend and Marathon weekend, where you get medal.
It's just certain weekends that they do the 5Ks?
They do it on all of them with the like little plastic medal, and then they sell t-shirts. And if you have a kid that's not old enough, I think they have to be 10 now, maybe. It used to be 12, and my 11-year-olds did it, so I think it's 10. But if you have younger kids than that, that you can bring them off the ship and put them in the kids club while you go run, and then you come back and get them out. That works out really well. But Run Disney has an official one now that you get a special medal because it's a special challenge with their race weekends. So it's a real medal. You have to sign up through Run Disney.
And it's the weekend after the main race.
Yeah, you do the main race, you go get on the ship.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad deal.
I'm sure Lindsay will be doing that next. Just to get every
Lindsay
medal.
Is our every race queen.
I don't know. I really wanted to do the 5K when I was there, but then the thought of getting up and exercising when I got off the ship as soon as possible. It was the day I got up the earliest on both cruises and just ran to the adults only beach and just park there all day, so I don't see myself. I mean, that should count as a 5K to me.
It is on the route. I mean, that's where you turn around.
We liked Castaway Cay. It was an overcast day, and we went out, spent the morning, we're having fun, went to have lunch. After lunch, it started pouring, like downpour.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't stopping. So we ended up only having a part of it today.
That stinks.
That happened to us on our honeymoon.
But the part that we had was wonderful.
Yeah. And I've heard that sometimes the ship can't even dock if the weather's really bad. You know, that would stink.
Although I will say with that one, the weather must be really bad if it can't dock because they have so much space there. But we actually, my kids, I was surprised. They weren't all into Castaway Cay. When we got there, it's one of my favorite places. And I perched on my little lounge chair and pulled out my Kindle and started reading while the kids were in the water. And they came up like 2 minutes later and they're like, where are the waves? Like, that's so great. There's no waves. They're like, that's not great. That's boring. So we actually ended up going back and we can segue into something that is on the dream, which is we took the opportunity while everybody else was on the beach and the kids were bored. We went back to the ship and went by the pool where there weren't very many people. And we rode the aqueduct like 60 bajillion times.
That's good.
Yeah. Because there were no lines because there were very few. And there were other people on board. I mean, they certainly didn't get to, they weren't the only ones up there. They rode, I only rode once, but then the kids rode like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, we stayed on board on our Nassau day, and it was pretty crowded. There were a lot of people that did the same thing. But the first night of our cruise, we went in November, and it was not warm that day. And the kids, they pretty much could run on and do it as many times as they want, and they'd do the ride, and then they'd get in the hot tub, and then they'd go back and do it again and get back in the hot tub.
It's a good plan.
So it was good. I mean, then that's how I tried it, and it was cold. I mean, they don't heat the water. It was cold. So I only did it one time, but yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
And so for our fair listeners at home, the aqueduct is a water roller coaster, in theory. It's sort of a water slide meets roller coaster, and the reason they call it a water coaster is because it actually, you do have some places where you go up as well as down, and it goes off the side of the ship and then around. It's sort of a clear tube, so if you're paying attention, you really have to pay attention because it goes out over the water as soon as you take off. And so if you're too busy going, then you don't notice, I just missed the place where we go out over the water. So Lindsay, did you try it?
Oh, yes. And I especially like it at night when it was all lit up. I actually, after the pirate party, I quick ran and changed and ran up there to do it when they had the rings all lit.
It's very pretty at night, too. I didn't know that it got all lit up. And we were actually having dinner, and we could see it from where we were having dinner. And I was like, it lights up, and it's still running. And you can see little people go every now and then.
We saw someone walking through it, because I don't know why.
Walking through it?
Yeah, it was a lifeguard. I mean, I don't know what happened or what he was looking for, but he walked through the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Maybe somebody dropped something.
The safety check, because I've seen them do that, and I've heard on other people on cruises say that they've seen them walking through to if someone drops something or.
So, Robin, did you do it?
Yes, we did it. We didn't have to worry about cold weather because we went July 4th week.
Hot.
It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I did the and I realized I was over the ship before I even knew it.
I literally, when I got off of it, I was like, wait, wasn't it supposed to go over the water somewhere? Where did that happen? And I had to look at it to see where it happened. Yep. And I was too busy screaming my head off to notice.
I did one of the double ones with my younger daughter. It was a lot of fun. I know my niece and nephew went on it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, we did some lessons in physics with the kids because they started riding together. And my son, actually, the first time he rode with my daughter, he came over to me on the chair. He's like, I am never riding with her again. I'm only riding with you or dad. And I was like, why? Because we went so slow. It was like crawling. So disappointed. I'm like, yay. Big mama has a purpose.
That is so funny.
So what did you guys think of the food on the cruise?
The food was wonderful. They were very accommodating with different palates. Well, we had 13 people, so some people like things very plain and some people like things different ways. And it was great because the wait staff got to know you because they went around to the different restaurants with you. And we were all really happy about the food. And I think the most fun thing was the first night they asked my nephew if he wanted dessert and he said, no, thank you. They brought out a dessert plate. Oh, he said nothing. They brought a dessert plate, and it said in chocolate, nothing. And that was, like, the coolest thing.
Yeah, and my husband was having trouble deciding between two things one night, and they brought them both. There's no, you know, and normally on any cruise, and this may be a big secret to some people, but you can order everything on the menu. You have the complete right to do that. You've paid for it, and you can do that. And so he knows. I mean, we've been through this before. He knows he can order everything, but he really was trying to decide only one thing. He was trying not to overeat, and they brought both. They're like, no, you will stuff yourself. Absolutely. And we've eaten on a lot of cruise ships, and we've eaten at a lot of fine restaurants all over the world. And the lamb that I had the very first night was some of the best lamb I've ever had. I mean, it certainly compares, and I love lamb. I was really not expecting it to be quite that good, because sometimes lamb is kind of hit or miss. Sometimes it's a little overcooked, or it's just not as good. And then my husband had a sea bass that, you know, it's sort of a plain, boring fish, and he just thought it was extraordinary.
I had some kind of tuna avocado thing. It was so good. I took a picture of it, so it'll end up in one of my blogs one of these days. And the kids had Mickey bars for dessert every day. And the room service was even good. We did room service. We got the cheese tray a couple nights because, you know, we just wanted a little something, and we had brought our own wine. And you can bring, you know, you can bring your wine or alcohol in on your carry-on luggage too. We did that. Took advantage of having our wine in our room.
And all that food was in the main dining room. I mean, like, that was in standard dining, no extra specialty restaurants or anything like that. That's just, you know, what I was talking about. And, you know, the room service that you're talking about is all included, not specialty restaurants. However, Lindsay can talk about the specialty restaurants on board.
I love Remy. You know, I know you and your husband did it as well. It was just, for me, it was like the best dining experience I've had to date in my life. I was adventurous, and you can pick the all French side of the menu or the American side of the menu. And I did the French, and I did the wine pairing and every course. And I probably ate way more than I should have, but I just couldn't stop because it was so good. And I had to be rolled out of there, and on your way out, they're still handing you food to take with you, a little dessert to go, and then a box of truffles with a thank you card. And it's just, it was incredible. I loved it.
I had a lot of fun with the sommelier because they do these wine pairings, and he would bring me a wine. And the first, like, two that he brought out, I loved. But the third one, I didn't like it at all. It was pink, and I generally don't like pink wines, but I went into it, you know, it was a rosé. And I went into it open-minded, and I didn't like it. And he came back, he said, "You're not drinking the wine." And so it sort of became a challenge then after that to find what, and I loved the first two. It wasn't like I had insulted him, but he just, you know, he wanted to be sure that I had a great experience. And, you know, he asked me more questions about sort of my own tastes. And I'm sure that wine went very well with what I was eating, but I just didn't care for it. So, but, you know, that said, that was probably the worst thing I had that night. And it's still, I would have had a whole bottle of it had there not been anything else, you know? Yeah, I didn't need to, because I already had two glasses of wine.
So Remy is the top of the line.
Yes.
And they do have another specialty restaurant, Paolo, which we tried. Did you try that one, Robin? No?
No, because it was for my parents' 50th anniversary. So we did, my parents wanted to have dinner with everybody every night.
Yeah. Well, we had dinner with my parents in Paolo and sent the kids to the regular dining room, which was so cool because the waiters really took care of them. And that ended up being the picture I bought, was of the kids that night in the dining room. But Paolo was great. It was funny because they have your table settings there when you sit down, and the table was set for two. So they had to bring out two more settings, and they set it all out on the table. And then we're getting ready to start talking and stuff. And then they pick it all back up. And they're like, "Okay, that was your show plates." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And my mom's like, "I've never seen this before. This is so fancy." You know, I had eaten at Paolo before on the Magic. And so I knew they were going to bring me the little sorbet to cleanse my palate. But I was just waiting to see my husband's reaction after every course because it was so good. And it was. He loved it.
It's interesting because Remy is such a high-end restaurant, and Paolo is as well. But Remy, of course, ties into the Disney movie Ratatouille. Remy is the rat that cooks. And so, yes, okay, it carries the name. But you walk in and you are in no way reminded of an animated movie. That it's like you walk into this beautiful French dining room and you feel like you're in a really high-end restaurant. The staff immediately start telling you, making sure you understand that this was named after Remy, and that talk about the story and the story of the restaurant. And they start pointing out details in the restaurant where you can see reflections of the movie. So it's sort of this interesting kind of fancy meets the mundane kind of coming together of art and music and everything else. And we had there was a violinist on board from like Iceland. She was phenomenal. Apparently a Grammy winning. One of those people that wins Grammys, but you've never heard of because they play music that you're not really hip on. And she came through just as a wandering minstrel and played the violin for us.
You know, we had somebody do that from Impala. They did that too. And we had Wheel of Fortune on board with us. So my mom was like, "You're never going to guess who I saw. I saw Vanna White." We saw them a few times. We kept kind of running into what they were doing. We're still waiting to see it on TV. So we keep forgetting. We don't watch it all the time. Every once in a while, we're like, "Oh, we got to check and see."
Sure you don't. So Lindsay, you've done quite a bit of fine dining as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I did Palo, but I didn't do Palo for dinner. I did it for the brunch. Lunch. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic that they had everything. I'm a visual person, so I know it sounds tacky, but I like when I can see the food before I order it. And they had everything laid out. Sandy was talking about they brought the little preview plates out to the table. These were all laid out, and they kind of walked you around into the introductory to the restaurant and then sat you at your table, and then you got to order for lunch.
So it's not a it's not a buffet, but you just see it.
No. Yeah, you get to see everything, then you sit down and you order your food. And they had like a little bit of cheese and things like that, little finger foods that you could grab, but then the main meal they brought out.
How were the Bloody Marys?
I did not have a Bloody Mary.
At brunch? What?
Hey, I have to explain. There's a wine that my husband and I love from Tuscany called Salaya, and the only place I've ever found it anywhere since the first time we had it was at Palo. So, and when I hope he never listens to this because I told him I lied and said I didn't have any.
Shh, we won't tell anyone.
You just need to take him on vacation with you. All right. Well, I know we could talk about this all night, but that is our show for this week. On behalf of Elizabeth, Lindsay, Robin, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next time. Gotta fly.